Well, I was very wrong about that snow, wasn't I? Cue the theme tune. Welcome to episode 29 of That's a Freebie. This episode is titled State of the Union. And it's titled that for a reason. I am making some changes to the podcast, mainly on the production. Mostly on the production side, I'm making those changes. I'm going to start by introducing a new section to the podcast. It's not going to be every single episode, but it is going to be at least every 5 episodes, I would say. I haven't really decided yet. It depends on how things go, I suppose, with this section. The section is called State of the Union, hence the title of the episode is State of the Union. I have a cup of coffee with me today, so I'm going to keep taking breaks to drink my coffee. Cheers, everybody. It just feels like I need a cup of coffee kind of day, really. The big change is the way I'm recording the podcast. I have decided to, for now, I may bring it back in the future. I kind of hope to, really, because I have a feeling I'm going to need to in some way, shape, or form. But I've ditched Audio Hijack. Now, Audio Hijack was the piece of software that I was using to record the podcast. You've heard me mention it many times before. But it also added, I don't even know how to describe this. It made my microphone sound better. So if my microphone doesn't sound quite as good this week as it has done in previous weeks, it's because I'm trying out this new way of recording, and I just want to see what it's like without Audio Hijack running through it. I might end up piping it all through Audio Hijack again next week and making a couple more changes. Hence, the State of the Union. What I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start talking to you more about how I produce the podcast and the changes I'm making in the background and like listener counts, all that kind of stuff. Because I find that stuff dead interesting, and it's the reason why I started the podcast in the first place, to be able to talk about that. And what better place to talk about it than on the actual podcast? Yeah. Okay. And so that means I've basically started using a different piece of software to record the audio. And I still don't know if it's what I'm going to be sticking with. I'm actually using Riverside, or Riverside FM as it's more commonly known. It's one of these pieces of software where you can get guests calling in, and you can record the audio from both, but you can also record video, which I'm kind of happy to say. It's a bit strange, but this is the first episode of That's a Freebie recorded on video. So for all those that can see me, if I upload this clip, cheers, everyone. Also, anybody who does get to see the clips of this, I'm currently being blinded by the sun. Wow, it's really bright. It wasn't there when I started. I had to open the curtain to let the sunlight in because it was so bright, because it was so dull. Now, one side of my face has turned completely white in the video. So I am actually going to get up and close the curtain. Give me one second. For all you audio listeners, that was a bit weird, wasn't it? I'm probably not even going to edit that out. I'll leave it in because it's all part of the fun and games of making a podcast, right? One of the reasons I chose to only record audio to start with is I didn't really want to play with video at all. I've done video for other stuff before, and I just didn't want the hassle of setting up a video recording area in the house and the sunlight coming through and blah, blah, blah. But I actually changed my mind. I decided, because if you recall, I have some goals this year, and one of my goals is to grow the podcast. That's what I really want to do. When I listen back to the episode, I don't think I actually told you my actual goal. I want to reach 100 listeners this year. That would be my ideal goal. Currently at around 25 to 30 listeners per episode. So we've got a way to go. But one of the ways I can spread word of the podcast more is by posting more on social media, clips of the podcast and things like that. And I don't think anybody wants to watch a square podcast artwork and the audio in the background. I mean, people do, that's fine, but I think I'd rather just post video. I think it's more engaging, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to post video content as clips. So my plan isn't really to post the full video of the recording. Although I am open to that idea. I wouldn't say no. I have even considered what I might start doing maybe in the future once I've got used to everything is maybe live stream the video as I'm recording. Who knows? I really haven't decided 100% yet what I'm going to do there. So yeah, I'm using Riverside for now to do the recordings. There's a few other pieces of software that I want to try out. I have yet to have a proper go at any of them. I am using the free version of Riverside as well, so it does mean that what I'm doing now is quite limited. So I will probably maybe just say how this recording goes. If this recording goes okay, I'll subscribe for a month and use it for a month and see what it's like. Because apparently it does generate the transcript, it'll generate clips of the show for me, so we'll see how they go. One thing I do need to get used to is actually looking at the camera when I'm recording rather than looking at my screen. Although, like I said, it is going to be audio first. I'm not going to be worrying too much about the video quality. So recording the video does actually mean that another sort of, I suppose, part of the podcast is probably going to have to change. And you may have already thought about it with me telling you I'm recording video. That is, I'm probably going to have to drop the anonymous part because you're going to be able to see my face. And so you'll be able to it won't be that difficult to work out who I am. So I am going to drop the anonymous part, but not till next week. I will tell you my name in next week's episode. I won't be going much more than that. I'm not going to start giving the kids names out and all that kind of stuff. You know, you ain't going to get my name, address, date of birth, phone number, all that kind of stuff. You ain't going to be able to steal my identity, but you'll know my name. And I'm going to be a little less secretive, I suppose, about my identity. The sun's getting me in the eyes again. So, yeah, that's the first part of the State of the Union. Next part of the State of the Union is that I'm going to mess around with the format a little bit. You might have heard that this week's episode didn't have a AI-generated theme tune. And the truth is, it's because that is the most tedious part of making the podcast. It's just not fun. It's hard to come up with the prompt every single time. So I think what I'm probably going to do for now, I've not done a theme tune. I've just done the regular jingle at the start. I am thinking of getting an actual, like just a tune that is going to be my tune. I might even look through the previous AI ones and use one of those because it only needs to be like 30, 40 seconds long at the most. So that's probably what I'm going to end up doing. So yeah, that will be interesting. I am going to mess with the format altogether, though. I am going to start moving things around. So I might start doing maybe the AI question of the week at the start of an episode or whatever. I've not decided exactly what I'm going to do there yet, but I am going to make some changes and I'm going to experiment, see what works, see what doesn't. So if things get weird, don't worry, it's fine. I'm not completely changing the show, though. The show is still the same show. It's what you're tuning for already. So I already know that the listeners that I've got like what I'm currently doing. So I'm going to leave it that way. I'm not going to make everything completely different on you and pivot to a different type of show. That said, though, I have had ideas for other shows that I'd like to do or other things I'd like to include in this podcast, but they don't really fit with the format of it. So I'm saying will so that I can be held responsible to it. I will at some point, now it might not be this year, it might be more of next year. If it doesn't happen this year, it's going to happen next year. I will start adding more shows to the podcast. And my plan is to do like a little mini like network type thing. So I'll have different shows for different types of topics. And I will hopefully include other people in those. It's not all going to be just me because I might as well just have the same one podcast. I am looking at recruiting some people to make more shows. And yeah, let's see how that goes. So I have used quite a bit of this week's time on talking about the State of the Union. So I'm not going to tell you that many stories this week. I'm going to save some of them for next week. I do have one story to tell you, though, for this week. Not from this week. It was from years ago, this. A long, long time ago, I worked in a spinning mill. And while I worked in this spinning mill, we I was like a team leader. It didn't really mean much. It just meant that my job was the job that was able to check in with everybody else more than anything. I still had my own job to do as well. But one of the things I did as a team leader is I was the first aider for my shift set. So I had to obviously go on a first aid course. It just so happened to coincide as well with another thing where we were designing a t-shirt. I can't even remember what we were designing a t-shirt for, but one of my friends worked there as well at the same time. And so we designed a t-shirt together because it just worked out easier. In fact, I think I was working nights at the time, so my friend wouldn't have been there. So I was the one who was taking the t-shirt in, and everyone was doing it. I think the idea was you were supposed to design a t-shirt and wear it. It was for a charity. I can't remember which charity it was. But anyway, we designed this t-shirt. So we're designing the t-shirt. My friend decides that it'd be funny to draw on my head with a Sharpie. So I was obviously a little bit annoyed at this. I was like, why have you done that? And she said, oh, it's all right. I'm just kidding. I used the opposite end, the blunt end, and she showed me that the cap was still on. So I was like, oh, okay, right, fine. So I went and did my night shift. I'd worn the t-shirt. But what was happening is after my night shift that day, I was going straight to the first aid course, which was a bit stupid anyway, because I'd already been up for 12 hours and not slept, and then went to a first aid course. So I was tired on this first aid course. So I'm there, and it came to the learning resuscitation part, and you've seen the dolls, right? You've seen Resusciani, I think they're called. You basically get a doll and you do chest compressions on it. So they demonstrated the chest compressions, and they said, does anybody want to go first? So me, I was like, yeah, I'll go first. Gets down there. I immediately bent over to start giving the chest compressions, looked right forward, and everybody in the room started laughing. That's when I realized I'd been lied to. I just looked up and I just said, there's pen on my head, isn't there? And everyone started laughing and said, yep. So I went to the bathroom, tried to get off. It was a Sharpie. It didn't come off. So I had to spend the next week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, with Sharpie on my head. Slowly it wore away over time, and eventually it was gone. Yeah. I suppose that can be added to the list of stupid stuff that I've done, even though technically I didn't do that one. That was done to me. And I still remember that one to this day. Right. Well, now it is time for the AI question of the week. This week's question is, if you were suddenly granted the ability to talk to animals, which animal would you chat with first and why? Would you go for a philosophical conversation with a wise old owl, or perhaps gossip with the squirrels about the latest park drama? That's a freebie podcast, so I think it's obvious who I would talk to first. I would talk to a hippo. Yeah, see, told you, hippos, recurring theme on the show. I'm actually trying to think now, could I possibly mention hippos in every single episode between now and the 50th episode? That might be interesting to find out. But no, hippos are not who I would talk to. Well, I probably would like to talk to a hippo, actually, just ask them how friendly they actually are, or find out how friendly they are. But, you know, that's not that easy. I don't really live near hippos. No, I actually would talk to the rabbit, which is to my left, and the leopard gecko, which is to my left and forward a bit. Yeah, wherever it is. Because I would love to know if they are happy. Am I providing them the right environment? You know, is the rabbit happier now that it's inside than when it was outside? Does the leopard gecko like his new hides inside his tank? Do I feed him often enough? Is he hungry? I mean, he's pretty fat, so he can't be that hungry. He definitely needs to lose some weight, which we're trying to do. He's on a diet. But yeah, that is probably what I would do if I could talk to animals. And then, of course, I would talk to a hippo just because that sounds interesting. And I'd probably try and talk to some bees as well and ask them where they're all going. Ask them if they are actually aliens from another planet, because that's a conspiracy theory I've heard. Not because I think that. I don't think that. Or do I? This week's gripe of the week is ChatGPT is a jerk. So I've started using ChatGPT for other things, other than the things you already know about by listening to the podcast on a regular basis. If you don't listen to it on a regular basis, go back and listen to a few episodes. I'm sure you'll like it. So one of the things I've been asking for is posts for social media. Now, it's actually quite good. You can put a transcript of your episode in and say, make me a summary of the episode, or make me a post for Instagram, or make me a post for X or Twitter. I still can't get used to saying X. I know I say that every week, but I can't. Or Mastodon, or wherever I'm posting, I will say, make me a post. But one of the things I've never been good at is coming up with the right hashtags to use. So I've been saying lately, for the last several weeks, actually, ChatGPT, make me some hashtags for this post for Instagram. And it does. It goes 1, 2, 3, and it puts numbers in front of them all. So I have to then copy and paste them and go in and delete all the numbers from in front of them. So this week I thought to myself, okay, ChatGPT, create me this list of hashtags, and it did the thing. And I was like, I was walking down the street as I was doing it at the time as well. So I wasn't really in an easy place to be able to delete the extra bits of information that it had given me. So I said, can you do it without the numbers, please? And it did. Put bullet points in instead. So then I said, can you do it without the bullet points? And it did. It put dashes in instead. And I said, please, ChatGPT, can I have a list of hashtags without any bullet points, dashes, numbers? I just want the hashtags. And it did. And it didn't put any spaces in between them. And I'm pretty sure at that point it was trolling me. It knew exactly what I wanted because I asked it, I said it the same way again. And it produced it correctly and put the spaces in between them. And I was able to copy and paste them easily without having to go in and modify them. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure at this point, ChatGPT has started trolling me. So the pick of the week this week, and the reason I didn't want to push it to next week is because it's got a very short time period where it's cheaper. You may remember I mentioned that Resident Evil 8 and 4 were released for iOS, so for iPhone and iPad, a few weeks back, and I was quite excited about what that meant for gaming on those devices. There is another game coming out called Death Stranding on iPhone and Mac. It's a game that I've wanted to play for quite a long time. I just never actually got round to it. So I'm actually thinking I will probably buy it for the Mac and play it and see how it goes. I might look into see if I could record that actually. Maybe that could be some bonus content. We'll see. I don't know. It seems like a lot of extra work. I want to try and limit the workload, really, rather than expand it just now. But the reason why it's my pick of the week is because it's currently, if you pre-order it, you get it for £19.99. And it's a universal app as well, so it'll work on both iPhone and Mac. So if you buy it, you get it cheaper, but only up until the end of January, I think it is. It's sometime in January, so go and have a look. I don't want to push it off till next week and do the Tony Box this week because you will potentially miss out on it. If you remember last week, I asked you the question, would you prefer to have more time or more money? I had a fair few responses. Almost everybody, apart from a couple, picked more time. And I understand. More time is something that we all need. However, I'm picking more money, right? For several reasons. Somebody who didn't grow up with a lot of money, and as somebody who, like I'm sure everybody out there, struggles week to week, day to day, month to month, to have enough money for everything, I would like to have more money, please. That would be great. One of the benefits of more money is that you don't need to work as much, so you get more time. It goes hand in hand. Just ask for more money. It's fine. It's okay to ask for more money. And then I've got another question as well for this week. This week's is based on the fact that it snowed earlier on in the week, and it is snow, yay or nay?